The following previews are of Graphic Audio Productions, rated for mature audiences due to scenes of intense violence and sexual situations.
Available now from Graphic Audio.
Eagles 12, Crusade of Eagles. The McAllister clan was raised on a harsh, unforgiving frontier, where courage and blood bonds mattered the most. While Falcon McAllister followed his father's mountain man legacy, his brother and sister made their fame and fortune on the stages of New York and Europe. Now, they're planning a family reunion. Andrew and Rosanna McAllister are headed to Colorado to visit their kin until they step into the crosshairs of a murderer's plan.
I'm going to count to five. If I don't find out which ones of you are the McAllisters by the time I get to five, I'm going to kill this woman. Then I'm going to start counting to five again and kill someone else. And then I'll keep on killing until I find what I'm looking for. One.
You're mad! You wouldn't do that!
Two.
You'll never get away with it!
Three.
No, please!
Four.
I'm Andrew McAllister.
I thought this would bring you out.
Lowering the hammer on his pistol, Loomis signaled for the others to move toward Andrew.
What do you want with me?
Where's your sister?
You've got me. That's enough. You can't have my sister, too.
That's all right. If you really feel that way, I'll just start killing all the women here till I get the right one.
I'm the one you seek.
You're the one I seek. God damn, you folks do talk fancy, don't you? You got any clothes with you?
They're in the baggage car.
Then put on what you was wearing before you climbed into the bed last night. I don't care what you wear, just get dressed, the both of you.
What do you want us to get dressed for?
Because you're coming with us.
What makes you think we're going to come with you?
You want anyone else to die? No. Then both of you get dressed. Pronto.
Loomis Tate knows that the two actors from back east have a rich brother named Falcon. But he's not counting on how fiercely that brother will fight for his kin after Tate's crew, including the venomous albino, kidnapped him for ransom.
It's McAllister!
Falcon McAllister is on a crusade, and his war won't be over until the last bad man drops. Don't miss Crusade of Eagles.
Dear Anya, I found this journal. It contains the story of an Austrian baron, Frederick of Schluter, who heard the tale of a Viking who lived among the Curonians. This Viking was named Thor, and he had an enchanted hammer that gave him power to crush all his enemies. One of the stories told of fabulous treasure that Thor brought with him from his homeland. It's there, Anya. And I think I've almost found it.
Wolfram has gone to Riga in an effort to track down the fortune. But there have been problems.
What kind of problems?
There is a woman who is believed descended from the Curonians. She's supposed to be a witch.
What's her interest?
We think she's seeking the treasure as well. She had taken up with an Italian archaeologist named Mario Fellini. Wolfram arranged to have the man killed, but not before he involved another archaeologist. He sent her a package, but we don't know what the contents were. That woman has proved even more irksome, and it appears now she's hunting the treasure as well.
Who is she?
Her name is Anya Creed.
Archaeologist Anya Creed is drawn into a deadly game of cat and mouse with ruthless international killers intent on finding centuries-old treasure. To survive and prevail, she must depend on the help of old friends. 500-year-old friends, to be exact.
Irvin, shoot her!
This is like ultimate fighting!
Here, Anya!
Thanks for coming.
You're welcome.
There is Anya Creed. We know she's out there stealing our treasure.
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh! Where is she?
Oh. Do you have a map?
But will one of her friends come to a tragic end?
Karin!
Rogue Angel 7, God of Thunder.
No one haunts my family.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?